You are so welcome. Well, as we all know, Christmas can be a great time of year, but it can also be a tough time of year, especially for those who have lost a loved one in the last couple of years, or if they've lost a loved one over the holidays. It doesn't seem to matter how many years go by. The holidays are tough. And we've talked a little bit up to now about important things like, you know, if you've lost a loved one, please give yourself permission to grieve over the holidays. It is okay to be sad. We've talked about lowering our expectations a little bit, knowing that we're very conscious of who's missing, and this holiday will be different than any other. And so being kind to ourselves and patient with ourselves is really important as well. And then we also talked about getting around people who are helpful to you right now and limiting your exposure to those who aren't, or maybe people who are judging or critical. That certainly doesn't help us when we're grieving. And so today I just wanted to talk a little bit about how to make a simple plan to remember and honor your loved one over the holidays, to actually intentionally include them in your Christmas celebrations, because, of course, you won't be able to keep them out. You're thinking about who's absent, and you're thinking about them maybe all of the time. And so here's a simple way you can include them in your holidays. Two quick things today. First of all, speak their name. Speak it out loud. Speak it often. Let yourself hear their name, because there's something very powerful about a person's name. So speak their name and tell their stories. Talk about them to anyone who will listen. Share, and share some more. And yes, this will be emotional. Yes, you will probably cry, but it will also be good because you're expressing your grief, which to me is also expressing your love. And so those are two simple things. Speak their name, tell their stories. Next time we'll talk a little bit more about what else you can do to have a simple plan to honor your loved one these holidays. And if you're not grieving this Christmas, please be aware that the person next to you might be. They might look fine on the outside, but inside they're heartbroken or even crushed. So be ready to be merciful, kind, compassionate. Be ready to listen. And if you're willing, just simply ask them, what do you miss? Tell me about them, and then listen. And if you're hurting and need some extra help these holidays, please feel free to go to my website at garyroe.com, G-A-R-Y-R-O-E.com, and there's some free resources there to kind of help you through the holiday season. And most of all, please remember that Jesus walks with you in your grief and pain. He knows all about it. He gets it. And so, God bless you. He loves you so much. Merry Christmas.